What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We're talking with Slim. Oh, I guess we're not talking with Slim, and we kind of misplaced him there. All righty. So Putin has been making comments. We reported on that, in fact, just yesterday, where he says Russia does not want to get into a new arms race. That's what bankrupted the former Soviet Union. It's what's bankrupting the United States, and he doesn't want to do that. And so he has basically come on out with a new proposal to basically restart the Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty. And he says, we need to have that back in place, or we're going to be in a new arms race. We're going to be, you know, building bigger bombs and bigger rockets, and we're going to be spending the wealth of the people, you know, on all this stuff, which no sane person wants to see actually get used. And if you have not read it or heard it, you need to go back and find Dwight D. Eisenhower's famous speech, A Cross of Iron, where he talks about just how much this stuff all costs. And we've all heard the jokes about $7,000 toilet seats and, you know, $600 hammers and the rest of it. It really is true. I got to see a lot of it close up myself when I was involved in certain things. So the treaty expires, the current treaty, the START treaty, expires in 2021. And Putin says we need to work on extending it now. Unfortunately, the military-industrial complex is not going to be happy with that at all. Okay, we're going to take a phone call now. Nancy in California. Aloha, Nancy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I really like your introduction with what the Fukushima is going on. That's clever. So I just wanted to talk about Donald Trump. I wanted to, yes, because I hear insults from people who really should be grateful. So he has stood against the global warming agenda. Mm-hmm. I think that took a lot of strength. He has not given money to the UN. I think that takes a lot of strength. He has been standing almost single-handedly against this New World Order and these traitors within the Republican Party, like Mitt Romney. That mm-hmm. takes a lot of strength. I don't think that he particularly likes all the slander and the criticism and the backstabbing that he's experienced. I don't think that it's due to some big ego like that he's been accused of. So that's number one. Number two, if I can say something about Syria.
Before you do that, I want to remind you what Harry Truman said about the White House. He said, it's the world's hottest kitchen, and yeah, it doesn't matter what you do, there's going to be some fool who doesn't like it.
Right.
All right, so on to Syria.
As far as Syria goes, the only person that I've heard that has supported Trump from Washington, from the District of Criminals, is Ron Paul.
Yes.
Ron Paul, one of his favorites, has said, yes, that what Donald Trump is doing is correct. And I 100% support our president. That's all I wanted to mm-hmm. say.
Well, I agree with the idea of pulling the troops out of Syria. I want to be perfectly clear on that. Let me make one thing perfectly clear here. It's my Richard Nixon impression. I agree with pulling the troops out. But I think there were repercussions. Trump misjudged what Turkey's reaction was going to be. And that, I think, is going to wind up costing him. And, I mean, they're already mistakenly shelling U.S. forces. So we'll see what happens.
You know what? That does bring up another thought here. that yep. guy that criticized Trump for talking to the Ukrainian president? For goodness sake,
yeah.
that's what presidents do. That's absurd for him to
yes.
think that that was wrong. Oh, my goodness. Our president talked to another president of another country. The deep state doesn't like that because they like to be in control. How dare a president actually step outside of their bounds?
Well, you know, back when Richard Nixon reopened relations with China, and boy, did he get raked over the coals for that. And ultimately, I think it's one of his issues that ultimately led to his impeachment, along with, of course, obstructing justice and, you know, various other things. But yeah, when Nixon went to China, he took a lot of heat for that. China's supposed to be our enemy. You know, we're not here to be friends with the rest of the world. We're here to conquer and plunder and loot and pillage, because that's what makes empires great.
Right. You know what, Mike? That brought another thought that has flitted out of my mind, but if I can get it back, because it was a really good one.
Yeah, okay. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, so... You know, my friend says, if you can't remember, it must not have been important. But it was important. Let me think. Anyway, I'm going to kind of try to drag it out so I can remember. So as far as...
You know, we can put you on hold.
Oh, I remember.
We can put you on... you remember.
I remember.
Okay. Yes.
The guy, and I can't remember his name, but we hung him right before he was hung and his neck was snapped. I mean, they did it in such an inhumane way. And I don't think it was even deserved. Hussein?
You mean Saddam?
Saddam Hussein, yes.
Yeah.
He warned
well,
us.
Actually, let's be accurate. Okay, when you hang somebody and there's a clean break to the neck, that's actually the most humane way to do it. You know,
maybe that wasn't
slow...
what happened then.
Okay. You know, it's slow hanging.
I just remember... Go ahead.
Okay, no, it's when you hang somebody on a rope and they just struggle and kick and try and they can't breathe, you know, and it takes them about 10 minutes to die.
That's
but if you do
how they probably hung them then.
No, actually, I watched the video of the execution, and I don't think he deserved to die, but they did do it in a humane manner.
He warned us. The American people, that we had a shadow government way back at that time.
Yes. Yep.
Because he had dealt with them. And
yep.
It was a shadow government, I believe, that killed him, that facilitated his eventual death. And
well,
it was
basically,
very...
I mean, what the war was all about was what currency Iraq's oil was going to be sold in. And Saddam had gotten permission from the United Nations to sell Iraq's oil for the euro under the Oil for Food program, and that did not sit very well with people over at the Federal Reserve.
Right. Yep. All wars are bankers' wars. They are so evil. We need to rout them out.
I agree.
Anyway, so kudos to Donald Trump, and kudos to you, Mike. I think it's awfully hard to be on the air for 3 hours every day.
Yeah, it can get a little rough. It really can. Anyway, Nancy, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. And we're going to switch over to Steve Elkins. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I think Donald Trump needs to emphasize and repeat, rinse and repeat, over and over, that video clip, which you can still find on YouTube, where Joe Biden is saying, we'll withhold the money. You know, I'm leaving in a couple hours. You need to get rid of this prosecutor. And just the whole situation with Hunter Biden, no experience being on the board of this one of the largest national gas companies out there, and no
yeah.
experience, the $3 million kickback because
yep.
of Vice President Joe Biden's influence on their politics
yes.
or government.
And, which Hunter is now openly admitting to.
Right, he is. And he's actually, what he said today on an interview with ABC or NBC was, well, if I could go back and if I could have seen this and this, yes, it's inappropriate what happened, and it was illegal, And Donald Trump needs to just focus on that. Focus on that. Repeat it. Say, watch the video and just repeat that over and over again. And you can't erase it. It's out there. It was illegal.
Yep.
It's definitely meddling. It's government meddling in politics and meddling and, you might say, interference in an investigation. You got a conspiracy here, a true conspiracy, and he needs to focus
yep.
on, turn the tables and said, here's the true crime right here, right here. Watch it yourself. You decide.
Well, I think that's one of the reasons why Biden's support within the Democratic Party is on the wane, along with his many faux pas and his recent medical issues. And I think that's why they're all focusing on Elizabeth Warren. They actually think Pocahontas has a shot at unseating Donald Trump. That's why I'm concerned about Hillary stepping on in. And again, if Bloomberg comes on in, you know, I think that would be a really good thing. It would shake up the Democrats. They would have absolutely nothing they could compete against Bloomberg. And he knows the job. He's been a former mayor. He knows administration and government.
Yeah.
And
I do believe,
who else
I do
we
believe Hillary
for the Democratic yeah. platform. I mean, we've got you know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her let's build a bridge to Hawaii, and you've got Elizabeth Warren who was out there screaming how she was fired for being too pregnant. I mean, it's just nonsense stuff.
Yeah. Actually, I think Hillary will return. I think she's looking for the spoiler to be the spoiler.
Yeah.
Or find a spoiler actually on the Republican side and the Democrat side to take the votes away, and she could win by a narrow margin, including using some fraud in the election process. You know, she wasn't successful last time. Doesn't mean she won't be this time. But what, you know, what really concerns me is the last couple pictures I saw of Hillary Clinton, especially this one where she's reflecting back on her marriage, 40 years of living with Bill Clinton, like, as if their marriage
yes.
was such a great marriage. It's a scam, a sham. But did you notice that picture, how very large the woman is now? She's very, very big. And
yeah.
And she's showing to me, in my medical experience, she's showing signs of, the weight gain in the moon face is a sign of prednisone therapy, high doses of prednisone. I think the woman is
yes.
very ill. I don't know
yes.
what it is. I know she had some pulmonary, some lung issues,
yep.
some balance issues, some other problems going on. When I saw that picture, the first thing came to mind was, wow, the moon face is a classic sign of prednisone, high doses over time, and the weight gain, the huge weight gain. I think the woman's very ill. If she were elected, I don't think she would see 4 years, but maybe she just wants to be president and die in office, but at least she made it. But I don't think the woman's healthy. I don't think she's healthy at all.
No, well, we know she's not healthy. I mean, there were all these incidents that happened in 2016, including the one where they literally bodily threw her into the back of a car to drive her away. And then they had that lookalike come on out an hour later and say, see, I'm fine. I'm really okay to be president, which nobody bought.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What a scam. That's it, Mike. Thanks. Have a great show.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Some room. All right, so getting on back. A little bit of good news down in Ecuador. As you're probably already aware, there have been 11 days of protests, state repression, and a lot of it had to do with this IMF program. You know, it's a classic neoliberal program. It sparked a massive protest, indigenous groups calling for President Moreno's resignation. Well, the protests worked because Moreno has withdrawn the IMF decree. So you get enough bodies into those streets, can in fact make a difference. Just something to keep in mind there. All righty, I don't know why it took this long for it to happen, but Boeing's board of directors last Friday fired their top executive from the chairmanship position because of the 737 MAX safety crisis. So Dennis Muilenburg will continue to lead the company as CEO, president, and a director. David Calhoun, currently the independent lead director, was elected by the board to serve as the non-executive chairman. They have all these little titles that they pass around. this guy should have been canned as soon as it became obvious what was going wrong with the Boeing aircraft. And we're not just talking about the 737 MAX. As you know, there are issues with the 787 Dreamliner, the 777X, not to mention a lot of their military stuff. Okay, well, as you're already aware, somebody fired some rockets at an Iran-owned oil tanker in the Red Sea. Apparently, they've got them on video and confirmed that they really were rockets and that Saudi Arabia may have launched them, or somebody who just wants to kick up a fuss in the Gulf area fired them. But it's made people very nervous in combination with the attack on the refinery. And so hedge funds are getting hammered in the oil markets. Nobody's really sure what's going on or what's going to happen and what's going to happen with oil prices. All righty. Apparently, WeWork is making the investment banks behind them very nervous. And it seems a bailout of the company could be imminent. This is coming from Financial Times. Sources told Financial Times that fundraising efforts are currently underway as the company's cash is about to be depleted. Now, the company lost $690 million in the first 6 months of the year, and it's expected to generate a loss from operations approaching $3 billion with a B, as it burns through tens of millions in cash daily. They're saying the company could be completely out of cash by mid next year. So many failed businesses, and they're all getting backed by these banks, and the banks are getting into trouble. And then they turn around and they go to the Federal Reserve and say, just make us some money. Buy the toxic assets. Make the American people pay for the losses. That's what the game really is. Go on out, make reckless investments. They don't work out. Dump the losses on the people. And that is the classic definition of a fascist economic dictatorship. You make money, you get to keep it. You lose money, the ordinary people are forced to cover the losses. Now, Bernie Sanders, whoops, something kind of silly, just give me a second. Bernie Sanders has come up with a plan. He wants to raise corporate tax rates to 35%, which be high, but, and he also wants to ban stock buybacks. So I think Bernie Sanders is probably going to lose a lot of his support within the financial community, because you know, that's what the bankers want. The bankers think it is their right to loot and plunder the population any way that they can, including this legalized counterfeiting operation they've got called the Federal Reserve Note. All right, we're going to take another phone call here. Gus in Missouri. Aloha, Gus. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Gus, are you there? He dropped. Okay, fine. All righty. We've been talking about Facebook's attempt at cryptocurrency, or they called it a stablecoin project. It was named Libra, and it's dead. It's dead on arrival. eBay, Stripe, Visa, MasterCard, PayPal, they've all abandoned this cryptocurrency. And I don't think it's necessarily cryptocurrency or Facebook itself. I think the bankers are waking up to the fact that cryptocurrencies are a monetary instrument for the people and by the people they can't control and exploit. I think that's what's going on here. And so we're going to see all cryptocurrencies come under attack. Okay, we're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And we got back in touch with Gus in Missouri. Got past the little technical gremlins that are out there. So, Gus, what's on your mind?
Gus, after all these years, I've never heard if you know who's behind 9/11. Can you tell me exactly?
Well, I don't know exactly who's behind it, but it's clear that the U.S. government was definitely involved. The Bush White House was definitely involved, and Israel was definitely involved.
And that's it? And I've heard Giuliani was involved and ordered new walkie-talkies or whatever right before, and they didn't work. And Trump was also involved somehow.
Well, Trump was
and the
down
guy
there.
Who owned the guy who owned the towers, he collected all that insurance on him?
Oh, he sure did. He sure did. He made out like a bandit. I mean, there were a lot of people involved in 9/11, but the idea is, who came up with the idea and the plan at first? And you're absolutely right. Giuliani authorized the purchase of these new walkie-talkie radios for the firefighters that did not work inside the tower buildings, and that's why we lost so many of them.
And Trump, did you ever hear anything of his involvement?
I've heard, well, he certainly wasn't the president at the time, but he did go down scene, and he was interviewed on TV, and at the time he said, this had to be explosives, because I know how these buildings are built. They don't just come down like that. And he even repeated that during the 2016 campaign, but now that he's president, you know, he's back in line with the official story.
And wasn't a Bush involved in the company that set the explosives?
I don't know if he was involved in the company that set the explosives, but he was definitely involved in, I think he was in charge of security at the time that the bombs were being set.
One of George's brothers?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. You all set?
So that's about all there is to it, huh?
Well, no, I mean, there's a lot to it, but those are the major players. I mean, remember, Rudy Giuliani told the media that they had been told Building 7 was going to come down, and they had to evacuate the emergency command post. And then afterwards, somebody said, who is it who told you Building 7 was going to come down? Because it wasn't hit by an aircraft, and before 9/11 and since, no steel-framed skyscraper has collapsed solely from a fire. And Rudy Giuliani came on out and said, well, no, nobody told us anything like that. There's no cover-up. Then he reversed himself again and said, well, I forget who it was, but yeah, we were given ample warning to get out of the building before it came down.
Okay. All right.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Here, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. There we are. Okay, so going on back to the goodies here. A lot of people are still talking about how California's Democratic governor, Gavin Newsom, signed 15 gun-related bills into law while everybody else was paying attention to the PG&E wildfires. And basically just tightened California's already stringent Second Amendment restrictions. Now, one of the bills expands the so-called red flag law to allow coworkers, employers, and educators to seek gun violence restraining orders against firearms owners they fear are a danger to themselves and others. Now, this was vetoed twice by Newsom's predecessor, Jerry Brown. And as well, it should be, because you haven't committed a crime. You're being punished. You're having your guns taken away from you because somebody else is afraid of the guns. And that's part of the Democratic brainwashing. That's why they have these live fire drills in schools. They want the kids traumatized by the guns. Guns are bad. Guns are bad. We got to have the guns gone. What a different world it is from when I grew up. You got your first gun at 12 years old. You got the lecture on gun safety. If you ever misused that firearm, you'd get a trip to the woodshed, would have you eating your dinner standing up for a week. We didn't have school shootings. Didn't even have murders. We had one attempted suicide in all the years that I lived in that town. Doesn't that sound a little bit better than these wackos with their brains filled with prescription antidepressants going into these so-called gun-free zones and just having at it? All righty. Just when you think the liberals can't get any sillier than they have, apparently there is a remake of Cinderella in process. And Cinderella's godmother, one of them, is black and transgender. Sure, the liberal media is going to be out there saying, oh, this is wonderful. I wish they would stop messing with childhood classics. But it basically proves Hollywood has run out of ideas. They don't know what else to do. You know, we'll take Moby Dick and we'll make Moby Dick gay. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Was swept away. Did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And when Claire and I got over here this morning to do the show, I powered up this Hewlett-Packard laptop, and the very first thing it says, we are updating your Windows experience. Do not turn off the computer. Now, it didn't run for as long as it did the other day, but it is very annoying to have to go through this over and over again, whether it's Windows 10 or iOS 13, or now they've broken off a separate operating system for the iPad, iPad OS. And they put the stuff out there before it's really ready. They don't test it. It's just, you know, get it out there and hopefully it's all going to work here. So apparently the last patch that was done on Windows 10 has created problems with the start menu. And Microsoft is saying that, well, we may get them fixed by the end of the month. So, deplorable state of software development here. All right, article that came on out from Investment Watch blog, and I get so much of this stuff in email and phone calls as well. If your bank calls you and claims you had a fraudulent transaction, hang up and call back. It's right now the phone system is being just flooded by these spoof spammers. There are more spam phone calls going on America's telephone network than there are legitimate calls involving parents and children and family and relatives. I mean, it's insane out there. And they're using this social engineering to scare people into doing something. I got another one of those, you know, we secretly recorded you, you know, watching porno movies on your laptop. Send us $3,000 in Bitcoin or we're going to mail the video to everybody you know. Which, at my age, I'm not into that kind of stuff anyway anymore. But that's what they try and panic you. You know, one that came in the other day was supposedly from Social Security. Your Social Security number has been used in a criminal transaction. Press 1 to speak to an investigator. And I just hung up. And the real danger for that is that there are going to be genuine calls dealing with genuine issues which are going to go unanswered. So these spammers and spoofers are causing huge amounts of damage to the American people. And the American government doesn't really seem to think that's a problem. Well, apparently liberals are now on the warpath against Facebook. And apparently Zuckerberg's crime was that he actually met with conservatives. So forget the privacy abuses and forget about the censorship and the rest. We've got to delete Facebook because Zuckerberg met with conservatives. How could he do that? All right, apparently Megyn Kelly is coming back to Fox News, but only as a guest. But I'm sure a lot of her fans are going to be very, very happy to see her on the screen again. All right, these next few stories... Well, actually, we're going to take a phone call before we do the stories here. Alan in Hickory Hills, Illinois, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Okay, I have the answer to your problems with Windows 10. Are you ready?
Yeah, yes.
All right. When you go to the updates, you know, you go like system security updates and you click on security
yes.
and updates. If you look at that carefully, now I'm on Windows 10 Pro. What I'm able to do is I am able to delay updates 7 days at a time. So instead of getting updates on the second Tuesday of every month, I
yeah.
set in a delay factor so my updates, so I update towards the end of the month, like the 27th or the 28th. Now let me tell you somebody
yes.
else. There's a guy you need to check up on. His name is Woody Leonard. And Leonard is
okay.
spelled in a real hard way. It's like L-E-O-N-H-A-R-D, Woody Leonard.
Okay.
And if you subscribe to his email and go to his forum, he has right now, he has declared an MS DEF CON level of number one. So he's saying basically, don't update right now, whatever you do. So if you
yeah.
visit his webpage on a regular basis, when he goes to DEF CON 5, that means it's happiness time and you can update. So your problems can be solved by just delaying your updates because Windows cannot force an update on you. They can't do it if you you actually have that in Windows 10 Pro. Now, I have heard rumors that the common people on Windows 10 Home can do that also, but not being a common person, I don't know. So you will have to go and look for yourself because I don't want to ask you if you're pro or home, but look for yourself, you know, on update security and see if you have the
yeah.
option of delaying the update. And if you have, then you won't have any more problems. Just delay it till the end of the month, okay?
Well, that'll solve my problem with Windows, but how do I solve the problem with Apple's iOS? And more to the point, why am I having to do this? Why are we all having to work so hard? These machines are supposed to work for us. We pay them to get our work done, and instead we find ourselves as unpaid quality assurance inspectors for these computer companies who are already just insanely rich. And it's like they've come up with this attitude of, well, you know, you should just be grateful we've given you a machine or sold you a machine at all. And, you know, it's your responsibility. I mean, one of these days you ought to go ahead and read that end user license agreement. It'll just scare the heck out of you, where they basically say they have every right to take control of the machine and do whatever they want with it. What a far cry from the days of the Commodore 64. I mean, I really enjoyed that machine. That was a fun machine. It worked for me. And instead, we've got all this stuff here. It's all hideously expensive. It's being used against us by the scammers and the spoofers and the government as well. They're using it to spy on us. And the answer is, why? You know, why should we be putting up with this kind of nonsense? Well, because we live in a fascist economic dictatorship. That's why.
Well, Windows has what they call an insiders group. And the insiders group is supposed to be people who are skilled programmers, and they're supposed to get the updates first and then report on bugs. And apparently the insiders group is not working effectively.
Yes.
Because you're right. Everyday people like ourselves, we're being hung by these glitches, and the insiders group is just not catching them soon enough. So I'd like to blame it all on H-1B workers myself, because I'm a racist savage.
I agree. And it's not just Windows, and it's not just Apple. It's also what killed Boeing, okay? That some MBA said, you know, we're going to make more money if we let go of all these old white guy legacy workers who grew up knowing how to make this stuff work. We don't need them. And we're going to get these H-1B workers who work for much less money and they're students, and we'll just stick them in a cubicle somewhere and say, you know, go ahead and make these changes here. And the next thing you know, you've got a 737 with these huge engines way out in front of the wing system acting as spoilers. And
okay, but the problem there is the pilots who are flying those planes were from those S-hole countries, and they might have had IQs down in the range of 60 or 65 points. So it could be the ignorance of the pilot, and Boeing maybe is completely blameless, because I'm not hearing about any planes flown by German pilots or English pilots or French pilots that are crashing. What I'm hearing about is that in strange, mysterious countries where people live in tents, or not even in tents, they live in huts made out of tree branches, that's their airplanes are the ones that are crashing. So I would not blame Boeing or software guys. I would say I want to know what the ACT scores were for those chumps who were actually behind the stick on those planes. Well, big planes don't have sticks. They have, I guess they have wheels. Okay, Mike,
They have side sticks now, which I think was a tremendous improvement. But here's the issue. Okay, the airline companies that bought these aircraft were the ones who made that choice not to spend the extra money on this safety system, which had been standard on the 737 before. You know, when you bought the plane, you got this safety system about an attitude attack disagreement. And these money junkies in charge of these airline companies said, we don't need to spend that money. Well, yeah, actually, you did. Anyway, Alan, we're going to let you go here. Thank you very much for the information on Windows. But again, my attitude is, after all the money that we spend on these machines and these devices, why are we having to work so hard to keep them going? Doesn't really make a lot of sense here. All righty, so we've actually been talking about this next topic for quite a while. I've been talking about it, and it seems like finally corporate media is paying attention. So over at Government Slaves, they have this historic Midwest blizzard has farmers expecting massive crop losses as devastating as we've ever seen. Now, 40 million Americans already don't have enough food to eat. It's about to get a lot worse. Now, National Geographic is out there sounding the warning. This one I'm not sure I go along with, but they're saying that billions of human beings face shortages of food and clean water over the next 30 years. That sounds more like some of this global warming scaremongering than actual science here. This is a problem. We had the flooding earlier in the year that wiped out the farm fields. Now we've got the wildfires, especially out in California, and we've got this record-setting blizzard. Isn't it funny? Have you noticed since this blizzard came on in, we're not getting those phone calls from those, global warming whack jobs? Say, the world is warming, the world is warming. No, take a look at the Midwest. That's your next dinner being freeze-dried in the ground. So, it is amazing how much food we as a culture waste. Just getting it home from the market, we got to stop that. I mean, survival basically involves turning yourselves into a prepper. And you just don't waste food. You only take what you're going to eat. You put the rest back. And yeah, we're going to have famine in this country. Did you ever think you would live to see that happen in the United States of America? We used to be breadbasket to the world. I remember, again, back in elementary school, and they're showing us all these film strips and videos about America's agricultural ascendancy and how much better we were than the Soviets because of that. And, of course, there was that big deal where the Soviet Union had to buy grain from the United States of America because of Lysenkoism, another reason why you shouldn't have non-scientists making scientific decisions here. Now, this next story is kind of interesting. And it involves a man who lived for 8 years as a trans woman, but he has now detransitioned, which I'm not exactly sure how that works, if they kept certain components in the freezer or whatever. But he's called out who are encouraging kids to become transgender. They're guilty of child abuse. They're interrupting the child's normal development sequence. And so this guy came on out with this interview. He was interviewed by Candace Owens and this gentleman named Walt Hayer. Said, how his grandmother sparked the gender confusion by encouraging him to wear a purple dress at the age of 4, and how as a result, he suffered sexual abuse at the hands of an uncle. How can you do that to a kid? You absolutely cannot. Sorry about the hiccups. Okay, so looking out the window, it is getting dark. I think we may actually get those thunderstorms tonight, which will certainly light things up. Getting on back to, here we are. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And apparently there was a big stink over South Park, which is, as most of you are already aware, this animated, very funny series. It's been on Comedy Channel for decades now, I think. Apparently, they did an episode talking about Scientology. And boy, oh boy, is that something you are not supposed to do. And they came on out basically with this whole Xenu story. Now, for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, the core belief of the Scientologists is that the human race was planted here by this alien leader called Xenu, and that one day they're going to come back and collect all the well-behaving Scientologists and take them away. It's great science fiction, and you need to remember L. Ron Hubbard was a science fiction writer. And this whole Scientology thing came about because of a bet with Robert Heinlein, where L. Ron Hubbard said, I'll bet I could get rich inventing a new religion. And boy, did he ever. Absolutely did. And Scientology, I mean, Lee Remini's out there with this series about the abuses. I mean, you think the Catholics are bad? The Scientologists, oh, man. Do not want to get involved with this. And, you know, they'll attack anybody that they think is an enemy. They have a special term for it. I forget what it is. Anyway, we're coming up here on the top of the hour, and let's get some phone calls in here. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And I went back and did a search about this story about these fires across Lebanon. And apparently, opinions are divided. There are some people saying it has to be arson, act of war. Others are saying, look, it's just the winds. a lot of dry brush and the winds have whipped up the fire. Same situation they're dealing with out there in California. So, but apparently the fires are very close to Beirut, and a lot of people are very, very concerned about that. So, there we are. And get our clock back here. All righty. So, apparently, Colonel Douglas McGregor was on the Tucker Carlson show describing Trump's brilliant strategic move regarding Syria as checkmate. And I'm sorry, I don't agree with the colonel. I mean, I agree with getting the troops out of Syria. I think Trump blew it. He completely misjudged what Turkey's reaction was going to be. All right, a lot of people still talking about recession threat. Increasing the yield curve uninverts, always a bad sign here, and concerns that in the next economic downturn, Social Security could collapse, 401ks could collapse, pensions could collapse. We're in a lot of trouble here. Maybe that's why they're trying to dazzle us all with this LGBTQ stuff. Keep us from thinking about things they don't want us to think about here. So, apparently, the National Rifle Association is now kicking up a fuss over the red flag laws. Now, the NRA had actually caused a bit of an upset within their membership that they were kind of okay with the red flag laws. And it's a gray area. I can understand what's going on here. In some states, if you are applying for a gun permit, they'll ask you right on the form, are you on prescription antidepressants? And if you answer yes, you're not going to get your gun permit. It's just like a car. You're either going to be stone cold sober when you handle the vehicle or not. And if you are on these prescription medications when you're handling a firearm, bad things can happen. But the other side of the issue is that people are being penalized. They're being punished. They're having their possessions taken without due process for having done absolutely nothing wrong. They're out there. They're scared of us. That's the only thing that makes any sense here. But this week in October is when the 1929 and 1987 stock market crashes happened. So, other opinions here. This one is, there's the top of the hour. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.